So welcoming all bodies back into the room. We're going to head on into our next set of five parts. If I can get the mic to stay on. And so you may want to pull out your sheets. We're on the second set of five. And we'll chant them together five times, and then silently to ourselves five times before going into them one by one. So starting with flesh. Flesh, sinews, bones, bone marrow, kidneys. 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 And then silently, internally. So exploring these parts of the body together, we go through one by one, exploring the definition, the function, color, shape, direction, location, delimitation of these various organs. And as we're going through organ by organ, you may find that the focusing on a particular organ or organ system evokes not only sensations in the body, but also reaction in the mind or the heart. And so just allowing whatever is arising to arise, attending to what seems rich and important, letting the practice evolve within you, making it your own. So starting with flesh or muscle. Over 900 muscles under the skin. Muscles are composed of cells or fibers that affect movement of an organ or part of the body. They also have properties of elasticity, conductivity, irritability, as well as providing static support, as in the muscles that hold the back erect. The smallest muscle of the body measures 1/20 of an inch. It is called the stapedius. It regulates the stirrup that sends vibrations from the eardrum to the inner ear. It has the ability to dampen loud noise to avoid ear damage. Hence, one can hear rain in the forest or go to a concert without ear damage. The strongest muscle of the body is the buttock, or also called the gluteus maximus. The characteristic of muscles is the ability to shorten or contract, moving the organs and the skeleton. Color, mostly red. Shape, like pieces of meat bunched together. Many sizes and shapes depending on the function. Above and below the waist. Under the skin. Bordered by skin and sinews. flesh.
Thank you.
Now letting go of focus on flesh. Shifting to sinews. The sinews, or connective tissue, refers to the over 900 tendons, ligaments, and cartilages in the body. Tendons are fibrous connective tissue serving to attach the muscles to the bones and capable of withstanding tension. Ligaments are sheets or bands of tough fibrous tissue that connect bones to bones, or cartilages at a joint, or support an organ. In Latin, ligament means to tie or bind together. Cartilage is a stiff and yet flexible connective tissue that forms cushions between bones, as well as the joints between the rib cage, in the ear, in the nose, in the elbow, the knee, the ankle, the bronchial tubes, and the vertebrae. It's not as hard and rigid as bone, but it's stiffer and less flexible than muscle. Cartilage helps keep the body connected and prevents the bones from rubbing against each other. The sinews help connect the body to the bones, the organs, like an erector set. Color of connected tissue is white. Shape, various. Strings, bands, cushions. Direction is above and below the waist. Location, under the skin and flesh, interwoven into the skeleton. Bordered by the bones beneath and the flesh above and around. Sinews. Now leaving the sinews and shifting focus to the bones. The human skeleton is the bony framework of a body consisting of 206 bones, 80 in the trunk, and 126 in the limbs. There are 230 joints in the body. More than half of the bones in the human body are in the hands and feet. One human hand has 27 bones, and one foot has 26 bones. A newborn baby has 350 bones, some of which fuse as the child grows older. Almost every 7 years, the body replaces the equivalent of an entirely new skeleton. The largest bone in the body is the pelvis, hips. The smallest is the stirrup in the ear, hardly larger than a grain of rice. The jawbone is the hardest bone in the body. Human bones form part of the endoskeleton of the body and are lightweight and strong. Bones produce red and white blood cells and store minerals, most notably calcium and phosphorus, and also store important growth factors. Bones support the body and anchor the muscles to facilitate motion. Bones can also serve to protect internal organs, such as the skull in protecting the brain, or the ribs in protecting the heart and lungs. Colors: white, shape, the human skeleton. Direction, above and below the waist, found in the body, bordered by the marrow within and the sinews and flesh above. Bones. And shifting now from bones to bone marrow. Bone marrow is the soft tissue occupying soft cavities of the bones. There are two types of bone marrow, red and yellow. Red blood cells, platelets, and most white cells arise in the red marrow. At birth, all bone marrow is red. With age, more is converted to yellow. In cases of severe blood loss, the body can convert yellow marrow back to red marrow to increase blood cell production. The function of the bone marrow is to store energy and nutrients to form blood cells. The bone marrow contains the cells that are responsible for the creation of blood cells, red, white, and platelets. Color is either yellow or red. The shape is glutinous, like gelatin. Direction is above and below the waist. Location, marrow is found mainly in the flat bones, such as the hip, breastbone, skull, ribs, vertebrae, shoulder blades, as well as in the long bones at the end of the femur and humerus bones in the arms and legs. Bone marrow is bordered by the inner surface of the bones. Bone marrow. Now shifting from bone marrow to kidneys. And interestingly, in Chinese medicine, bones and bone marrow are considered part of the kidney system. There are two kidneys. Most people have two kidneys, unless one has been removed. Each weighs about 4 to 6 ounces and measures about 4.5 inches long, 2 to 3 inches wide, and 1 inch thick. The kidneys form urine from blood plasma. They are blood purifiers. They are the major regulators of water, electrolyte balance, blood pressure, and acid-base content of the blood, and indirectly many body fluids. They also eliminate toxic waste such as urea. About 400 gallons of blood flow through the kidneys in one day. 400 gallons of blood. Kidneys were once popularly regarded as the seat of the conscience and reflection. And a number of verses in the Bible state that God searches out and inspects the kidneys of humans. Similarly, the Talmud states that one of the two kidneys counsels what is good and the other evil. Color is purplish and brown. Shape like a large kidney bean, direction above the waist, location in the mid-back behind the upper abdomen, one on each side of the spine, surrounded by the back and the abdomen. Kidneys. And as we explore these different parts of the body, acknowledging that although these organs have their unique functions, that they are all part of a living, breathing body. Body, heart, and mind, not separated. And as Bob said last night, that each of these organs can be like an ambassador or a portal or a doorway into ourselves. And whatever it is that you have found there as you've entered these doorways, may we hold that experience with kindness. The preciousness of these body parts that keep us alive, the preciousness of our response and what's brought up in the mind and the heart. May we hold our experience with kindness. So now 5 minutes of transition before Qigong, or you can go directly to walking meditation.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.